Bible studies that provide a solid foundation for adults living with intellectual disabilities by Tate Berger. When perusing resources in any Christian bookstore, prepare to be overwhelmed with Bible study choices. But what if you have an intellectual disability? How do you learn about Jesus? Are there studies for this population? Mary Jane Ponton, the Executive Director of Meshibbetheth Ministry, and there's a lovely photo of her on the page, and her friend Elsie, visited a local Christian bookstore in the USA to find out. Mary Jane has cerebral palsy and can be easily identified as someone who lives with an intellectual disability. Using it to their advantage, Elsie asked the clerk if he had a Bible study for her friend. "She reads at second grade level," Elsie said. The clerk scratched his head and led them to the children's section. Mary Jane stumped her foot, saying, "I'm not a child." Immediately, Mary Jane stopped and apologized. She told the clerk that she was doing research on the availability of Bible studies for adults with special needs and wanted to confirm her theory that there was very little for them. The clerk searched his files but did not find anything. Mary Jane is working to change this. She has been writing Bible studies for adults with intellectual disabilities for many years. People living with intellectual disabilities need the gospel presented to them in an appropriate way, Mary Jane explains. They don't want children's books. Ponton has written more than 40 Bible studies. Most are in a 13-lesson series, while some are standalone books. She has also written training manuals and inspirational books. The Cornerstone study, called I Want to Know, is a 96-page beautiful book that takes students through the basics of the Christian faith. It is divided into four sections. Who am I? My identity in Christ. How does Jesus want me to act? My attitude. What does Jesus want me to do? My behavior. And where will I go when I die? My eternity. Each study is in simple language and uses scripture from the English version for the deaf, a Bible that translates the scriptures using concrete language. The sections have activities such as puzzles to reinforce the lesson being taught. Many students are non-readers but do know the alphabet and can match letters with symbols. They can do the work, which makes them proud. Then the assistant will tell them what they have written. There are also activities students can talk through with a partner. Besides graphically tailoring the studies for the target audience, a lady, Carol, has also taught the Bible studies and experienced them firsthand. She is passionate about empowering folk to come to know Jesus and who he really is, and then to grow and serve him. Carl Brown, who was the graphic artist, says, "The wonderful thing about disability ministry is the total gamut of abilities within a group we call disabled adults. Some may be very bright but unable to verbally express themselves. Some may be deaf or hard of hearing, have personality disorders that are part of their disability but prevent them from learning in a traditional format. Mephibosheth Ministry, located in Colorado Springs, is well known in disability ministry circles. Its mission is to train churches not only to accept people who have disabilities, but also help them understand how people with disabilities can serve in their local churches." And you can get in touch with them at mephibosheth.min@comcast.net.